Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, wainihau, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace now, go vegan, peace how, go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical kill, vivisection prison, killitary industrial corporation in the cheese-covered post-constitutional one-party bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, with a special salute to our Uncle Sam Manila, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Oh, after today's show, I'm sure you'll be able to accuse me of using the race card, because I'm against racing. I'm against dog racing. I'm against horse racing. And we get this release. I just realized that the KTLK Los Angeles signal gets down pretty far towards San Diego. So I have lots of friends down there who could be listening. And there's a release from the Ground Zero Players. August 24th is advertised as the biggest day in Del Mar racing. It's also a day of mourning. And all bets are off. I'm quoting here. It says, the losers of Del Mar's richest betting day will far outweigh the winners, and death is imminent. 7 out of 11 horses are slaughtered in the United States, not because they are in pain, suffering, or living with a terminal illness. They are slaughtered because they're owners, here around here we wish people would be guardians and not owners, but okay, because their owners don't want them anymore. For the thoroughbred, the risk of death is greater if they are injured or if they finish last. Where the turf meets the surf in Del Mar, the death of 8 Bells earlier this year after placing second in the Kentucky Derby was a casualty of human greed, the greed to make money. According to 8 Bells trainer Larry Jones, quote, there was no way to save her. She couldn't stand. She ran an incredible race. She ran the race of her life. And, quote, animals are amazingly resilient. Injuries can heal and breaks can mend. Unfortunately, at the end of the day, for many racehorse owners, cost-effectiveness is the priority. Ground Zero Players denounces all forms of animal entertainment for human pleasure. Whips, beating, starvation, and isolation are all a part of training an animal for human command and control. There is nothing exciting about suffering and pain. Please do not support animal entertainment of any kind, beginning with horse racing. And you can support the efforts of Ground Zero Players at Del Mar's racetrack Sunday the 24th from noon to 2 p.m. denouncing horse racing for human entertainment. If you need a phone number to contact the Ground Zero Players, 858-270-6447. It's cruel for dog racing also. And if you go to the archives at goveganradio.com, recently we talked about how horses go from the stable to the table. The racing horses wind up shipped off to the border, to Mexico, to the slaughterhouse, to the dinner table in Europe or Japan. So let us not support animal exploitation in entertainment. And that's the race card. Let's see, as far as the racism for the White House, I don't even know if I should get into the politics of of speciesist, basically. I mean, you know, it's one perhaps better than the next. I was happy to see that Obama did his trip overseas and was quite popular, and perhaps we can influence him to do the right thing. My concern is, of course, that he is a speciesist and feels that it is okay to eat other animals after their confinement and torture, as John McCain is. With Obama going over to the Middle East, perhaps we could develop a new philosophy on life and realize that Why, the falafel could be what saves the Middle East, because don't think wars aren't fought over resources like water. And we constantly go to the facts at Go Vegan Radio that, it was announced that a vegan such as myself requires 10,000 gallons of water to grow his or her food in a year, where a meat eater requires 320,000 gallons. So 32 of me can be fed where just one flesh eater can be fed. And It would be nice if we would have, the only candidate really who qualifies for my vote is Denis Kucinich, because he is a vegan. So I'll have to think about for whom I will vote. But I'm just not happy to cast a vote for somebody who still is okay with the willingness to oppress others. I mean, long after Guantanamo is closed down, there will be a Guantanamo. Just look at the Harris Ranch if you're ever driving Interstate 5 between San Francisco and Los Angeles, or smell Harris Ranch, I should say. So definitely you recognize that it's a cow-centration camp on the side of the road. You know, what a strange dominant culture it is in this country, huh? The majority of Americans engage in animal sacrifice and then eat the sacrificial remains. So it's no wonder it's such a belligerent group, huh? We'll get our next speciesist president in November. We almost had a woman speciesist president for a moment there, and I'm sure that would have made the billions of chickens happy, the ones murdered at Tyson Foods. Hillary Clinton was the lawyer, the attorney for Tyson Foods in Arkansas. And the image I most remember from the primary campaign was Hillary Clinton in a personalized apron imprinted with the pig flesh eater's slogan, "The Other White Meat." The other white meat, is that racist or speciesist or both? Well, there was Hillary with the grillery and the killery. Hillary with the grilling, the killing, and she was the one going to give us a national health plan, more like the national sick plan, which we already have. We already have the national death plan. It's Americans keep eating what you're eating. It almost sounds like the Al Qaeda prescribed diet. Anyway, and what, you trust your government to protect you? It feeds rotting, fecal-covered animal flesh to children. It slams milk, cheese, and yogurt down the throats of lactose-intolerant Asian and Indigenous American and African American and Spanish-speaking populations. We talked a little bit about what Michael Savage had to say about asthma last week. Hopefully we'll get to it later in the program. I always seem to run out of time. But we can only hope that one day we won't have speciesists running for office, right? Bush and Cheney have got to be the most speciesist homo sapiens ever to occupy the highest levels of governmentment. They don't just get a thrill maiming and killing humans. I mean, no. Here's a case where the animals and humans are actually treated equally by the Bush and Cheney regime, and the animals in this case aren't so thrilled about being treated equally. Bush and Cheney are equal opportunity torturers for sure, showing a real aptitude for their current jobs even at an early age. George W. Bush blew up frogs as a youngster. Obviously, Mama Bush saw his potential and made sure he met up later with his mentor, Dick Cheney, who, after a hard week of plotting death and destruction on his job, likes to relax at canned hunts on weekends, blowing away dozens and dozens of tame birds at a time. Kids, if you eat your meat, you can grow up to be just like our leaders of today. You would think that in the 7 years we've had Bush, he'd be in relax mode after all after everything he's accomplished, from his humble beginnings as, you know, a mere frog exploder to the decider to Sierra Club Governor of the Year, that big hunting club, he was the fry baby of Texas, and to now as commander in chief. Imagine how many animals were hurt and killed in the war alone. But Bush, as ambitious as he is, still is on the attack. When he went on the attack against the Environment and Habitat, against the Endangered Species Act, against the Arctic Reserve, you would think the most unpopular president in history could now just rest on his accomplishments with his place assured in history. You'd think he'd done enough that he could rest on his laurels, but apparently, he is so dedicated to his vision of complete annihilation of all life forms on Earth. I tell you, had he not been expected to win the gold medal, he's over there in Beijing right now. Had he not been expected to win the gold medal in waterboarding at the Olympics, I don't think he would have gone to China at all. He wouldn't have allowed himself this break. But he has been training extra hard lately and is expected to beat out the members of the Guantanamorian team out there. I think he felt good leaving for Beijing, knowing that even as the most unpopular, most criminal elected or unelected president in United States history, he still remains most influential, especially when he's passionate, especially if he can ruin the environment and hurt animals and people too. That's why that's when he's really most persuasive. If he can just get a little more offshore oil drilling, perhaps threatening the animals there, a good, oil spill, get those birds, get the little creatures living on the continental shelf there. That should make him happy. And apparently, that's convincing to John McCain, too, who I believe, really, his brain, that is, we don't see Dick Cheney around very much anymore. And McCain just keeps talking about drilling and drilling and drilling. I think it's more like he's saying, come on, keep drilling and put Cheney's brain in my head so I can be a successful corruption like them. So McCain is really not acting like himself. He is acting just like Dick Cheney. I don't know. It's almost like he's John Dick Brain. He has the brain of Cheney. It's John Dick Brain. And he's going for drilling. And now, I don't know. I don't understand either, because it seems like Barack Obama is prepared to compromise on drilling also. And it just seems so bizarre to me that such an unpopular president can still have his influence, huh? And, I'm not just saying all of this because...
Oh, new one. I know. You're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
My feeling is that they all just have mad cow disease. They all, are in the same clinic together. If ever there were examples of mad cow disease in the human population, look no further than Bush, Cheney, and now, John Dick Brain. I think he has Dick Cheney's brain transplanted in him there. Spongiform, probably looking like a sponge from all the meat eating, and Alzheimer's is often said to be misdiagnosed for mad cow disease, and I think we're looking at these folks here. Shouldn't we ask that there be some sort of psychological profile done before anybody attains highest office here? Wouldn't that make most sense? I don't know. Again, for me, I may be writing in Kucinich. I see Ralph Nader. I guess I'm undecided. I could, vote for Obama for the lesser of evils again. Or, if you like, you can write my name in. At least you know what you get, right? You get meat banned the next day, the day after I come into office. There won't be any leather, fur, wool, silk, no more circuses, rodeos, horse races, bullfights. I would just, completely... ban meat, you'd know what you're getting with me, right? And Let me just let you know, it's not such a far-fetched idea because L.A. is making some progressive steps here. Maybe I could use that for case evidence as I think I should start my new political career based on banning meat. I mean, it would save the environment, save the lives of Americans, millions of Americans from heart disease, cancer, stroke. It was in the Associated Press wrote on July 30th, L.A. blocks new fast food outlets from poor areas. City officials are putting South Los Angeles on a diet. The city council voted unanimously Tuesday, of course this was written on the 30th, to place a moratorium on new fast food restaurants in an impoverished swath of the city with a proliferation of such eateries and average rates of obesity. So the year-long moratorium is intended to give the city time to attract restaurants that serve healthier food. No fast food places, no slash food restaurants in South L.A. for a year. That's the word coming out here. And, you know, couldn't be too soon. It says in the article, representatives of fast food chains said they support the goal of better diets, but believe they're being unfairly targeted. They say they already offer healthier foods. It's not where you eat, it's what you eat, said Andrew Pudster, president and chief executioner of CKE Restaurants, parent company of Kills Jr. We were willing to work with the city on that, but they obviously weren't interested. So, okay, there you have it. Will L.A. Set the trend for this? It would be great to ban fast food restaurants. I'm all for it. Coming up today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, let's save the rainforest. We'll have Leila Salazar-Lopez, the director of the Rainforest Action Network's Rainforest Agribusiness Campaign. She's coming up on today's program. Support the program with a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147.
Still eating meat? How 20th century?
First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veganaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Eating raw doesn't mean doing without life's great pleasures, and the Everything Raw Company at EverythingRaw.com proves it with two delectable food bars that you'll think are decadent. Actually, the chewy, raw, dark chocolate, 29% cacao is called Raw Decadence. Order it at EverythingRaw.com. Also try the Indigo Nights Bar, a creamy pistachio fudge bar that tastes like a brownie. Both are vegan, fair trade, 100% raw, organic, gluten-free, and delicious. Order at EverythingRaw.com. Call 434-293-6325. EverythingRaw.com. Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com. Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and I want you to come on down to my favorite restaurant in the whole world, Sublime. Acclaimed by food critics, Sublime offers world vegan cuisine, and 100% of Sublime's profits benefit animal welfare. It's located in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. Hope to see you there. For reservations, call 954-539-9000 or visit sublimerestaurant.com.
Don't have a cow? That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original great-tasting organic vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
And archives and podcasts available at goveganradio.com. A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned Ferrelstat and seemed like a catreceptive, perhaps, for ferals. And it's been going around the internet. And then something else came around the internet that I thought I should bring to your attention from a group called Neighborhood Cats. Quoting here, it says, "This past week, word has become widespread on the internet about a product called Ferrelstat. Its manufacturer claims it is safe, effective oral contraceptive for feral cats that only needs to be placed in the cat's communal food once a week. According to an interim statement from the highly reputable Alliance for Contraception in Cats and Dogs, quote, in numerous studies over three decades, Ferrelstat's main ingredient, Megestrol acetate, has been found to pose serious health risks in cats, including diabetes, mammary swelling, and tumors, uterine disease, pyometra, am I getting that right, skin disorders. Megestrol acetate is not now, nor has it ever been approved by the FDA for use in cats. This email continues. It says, Ferrelstat is not yet known to have completed any formal review process or been subjected to acceptable controlled studies because it is a food additive. There's no way to control the amount of Ferrelstat each cat ingests, and there is the risk of ingestion by wildlife and owned pets. For the full ACC&D interim statement, check Neighborhood Cats, neighborhoodcats.org, and the word from Ferrelstat, that website was everyanimalmatters.org, everyanimalmatters.org. So you can check that out. Also, there's still the need for rescue for pigs. If you can adopt a pig or foster a pig rescued by Farm Sanctuary in the floods in Iowa, go to farmsanctuary.org. And please protest the cruelest show on earth, Ringling Brothers, in Oakland, August 14th through the 17th, and in Everett, September 4th through the 7th. Protest the cruelest show on earth, Ringling Brothers. Mommy, Daddy, please, don't take me to a show that hurts animals. Go bowling. Go out to dinner. Have a good time. Go to the website, goveganradio.com.
Burgers and hot dogs today, then heart attack and cancer tomorrow.
Me. nature's waiting.
GoVeganRadio.com.
And we continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. You know, this is an environmental program, so if you are a true environmentalist supporting the cause, you can make a tax-deductible donation. Go Vegan Radio, a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center, so you can donate online at goveganradio.org or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414 San Francisco 94147. And, you know, we've talked in the past so much about how going vegan can save the rainforest. Supposedly a vegan saves an acre of trees per year, and we know of the destructive nature of the meat and dairy industries and deforestation and clear cutting and grazing, growing food. Today, let us take a serious look at the rainforests, and we have really the right person to talk to about it today. Leila Salazar Lopez is the director of the Rainforest Action Network's Rainforest Agribusiness Campaign. And since 1995, she's been advocating for the protection of the Amazon and the rights of the indigenous people inhabiting the region. From 2002 to 2007, she coordinated the Clean Up Ecuador campaign for Amazon Watch, and she has served as the corporate accountability organizer for Global Exchange, trained in environmental organizing at Green Corps, worked as a nonviolence trainer. So Leila Salazar Lopez, a graduate of the University of California at Santa Barbara with a degree in political science, environmental studies, and global peace and security. They didn't have that major when I was in school. That's
They just developed it, actually, when I was in school as a minor, but now I understand it. The full major.
Global peace. I mean, why? It should be a full major, not, you know, it's good cause behind it. So, Leila, you have a day of action coming up actually next Wednesday. It's Stick It to Palm Oil Day of Action, right? Is that what?
Yes. Yes, we're really excited about it because this is the first time that our supporters, which our supporters are any of you out there, our supporters are
people who are for the rainforest, right? Those that would be
the rainforest, who want to stop global climate change, who want to protect communities, who want to protect the animals, for various different reasons. People are taking action this Wednesday, August 13th, and sticking it to palm oil. And
now, we never knew palm oil was our enemy. What's wrong with palm oil?
Well, palm oil is one of the leading causes of tropical rainforest destruction. Palm oil plantations are taking over tropical rainforests in Southeast Asia, in Papua New Guinea, in Africa, and increasingly in South America and Central America. All over tropical rainforests, palm oil plantations are threats. These palm oil plantations are expanding at an increasing rate due to the production of biofuels, due to the increased demand for biofuels. However, right now, 90% of the palm oil that comes to our country, that comes to the United States, that is imported into our country from Southeast Asia, which most of it comes from Southeast Asia right now, 90% of the palm oil used today is in food, cosmetics, and detergents.
So we need to read the ingredients, and are there certain commercial products against whom you are directing your actions?
Well, it's interesting that you say that there are, and, you know, we don't have time to read, you know, the hundreds of products that are out there that contain palm oil, but I want the listeners to know that, you know, palm oil is in everything. You wouldn't think so, but palm oil is in, you know, everything from snack foods to your laundry detergent to the makeup that you wear And there are alternatives to palm oil. It's not necessary that we continue to destroy rainforests and peatlands and displace communities from their land. It's not necessary that we do this to plant palm oil plantations to put into these products. As we have found out more information about, you know, where palm oil is coming from and who's importing it into the U.S., we've also looked at what, you know, where is palm oil going? We know that ADM, Bunge, and Cargill, which are the ABCs of rainforest destruction, which we're calling them, these global agribusiness companies that are U.S.-based, we know that they have a huge role in planting, importing, exporting, and trading palm oil all over the world. And they're importing palm oil into the United States, and they're selling it to various different companies, such as Procter & Gamble, such as Mars Bars Candies, which owns M&M's, such as Kit Kat, such as Hershey's Candy, and supermarket chains such as Safeway and Whole Foods, products like Philadelphia Cream Cheese, Dreyer's Ice Cream, even for your listeners who are vegan, they're even in soy products. Silk soy milk, organic silk soy milk, has palm oil in it. And we have found this out because our supporters went out. We asked our supporters to become supermarket sleuths, and they went out to supermarkets all over the country, and we asked them, help us find products that have palm oil in them. You know, look for snack foods, look for cookies, look for soaps and detergents, and let us know, you know, where you find palm oil. And we asked them to register on our website, which we call theproblemwithpalmoil.org. And our supporters listed hundreds and registered hundreds of products. And then we've identified over 350 companies here in the United States that are buying palm oil and putting it in their products.
So, and why do they need palm oil in their products?
It's interesting. Palm oil in silk soy milk, for example. You would wonder, why do you need palm oil in silk soy milk?
I would wonder that.
For flavoring.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need, you know, palm oil in laundry detergent? It's a thickening agent.
I see.
So, you know,
now this is very destructive.
They might be good for, you know, for those products, but there's alternatives to palm oil. There's lots of different kinds of oils that could be used that are not destroying rainforest.
You know, it's strange because I read ingredients all the time, and somehow palm oil seems to escape me. It seems that I see soy all the time and corn, but maybe I'm not reading the fine print as finely.
Well, palm oil, what you got to look for is just palm kernel oil, palmitate in makeups. When even, you know, I'm sorry, sad to say this because I even used Aveda products, but Aveda makeup, for example, you'll look for retinol palmitate, or the Body Shop has retinol palmitate in there.
So what does palm oil mean to animals and to habitat?
Oh, unfortunately, the expansion of palm oil in tropical rainforests of Indonesia and Malaysia is totally degrading the forest, and it's impacting endangered species and animals that live in these forests, such as orangutans, clouded leopards, sun bears. The orangutan population is a particular concern. Since 2004, when palm oil plantations really began to expand, the orangutan population in Sumatra and the island of Sumatra in Indonesia has dropped by 14%. In Borneo, it's dropped by 10%. And scientists and orangutan experts have told us and have been reporting that if this expansion continues and forests and peatlands continue to be destroyed at this current rate, that the orangutan could be extinct.
So
the year 2011.
So palm oil could equal orangutan extinction. So that's a very serious consideration for us. Now, we have Just a few more minutes here. Is it just palm oil plantations that are the objects of your agribusiness campaign, or soy also, or what?
Well, our campaign, the Rainforest Agribusiness Campaign, is targeting U.S. agribusiness companies, ADM, Bunge, and Cargill, for their role in the expansion of palm oil and soy. Soy is equally like palm oil, expanding into tropical rainforests in South America. And
that's for animal feed, generally?
Mostly for animal feed. I mean, the main causes of destruction of the Amazon rainforest are agribusiness and illegal logging. And illegal logging is very much tied to agribusiness. And when I say agribusiness, I'm talking about plantations, such as soy, corn, cotton, and cattle ranching. And a lot of the soy and corn gets directly fed to animals that, you know, are being consumed in South America, and the soy also is being sent over to India and China to meet the increasing demand for meat consumption. So it's quite ironic that in the midst of a food crisis, you know, the prices of grains are so high, and, you know, we're not taking an initiative to feed hungry people, but we're taking initiative to feed hungry cars and, you know, animals to, you know, meet the growing demand for biofuels and meet the growing demand for meat consumption.
All right, so that meat consumption is really destroying the rainforest. And if people are interested in getting involved in your campaign, the Rainforest Action Network, Rainforest Agribusiness Campaign, how might they do that?
Well, please contact us. The first thing you could do is go to our website called the www.theproblemwithpalmoil.org. You could find out more about our Stickering Day of Action, which will happen this Wednesday. Over 2,000 people all over the U.S. are taking action by stickering, by putting warning stickers on palm oil products. And you can get involved with that. You can contact us here by emailing stickittopalmoil@rand.org. stickittopalmoil@rand.org, and we can, if you're interested in participating, we can send you some stickers and a toolkit on how you can get involved, and you could also just contact our organization by going to rand.org.
And read those ingredients, and if it says palm oil, then what? If you see palm oil on the ingredients, what, complain to the manufacturer?
Step of our campaign, after we do the Stickering Day of Action, we're actually in the midst of writing letters to all the 350 companies, and we're asking them to stop putting palm oil in their products until a sustainable or responsible source can be found.
Okay.
Right now there is none, so we are going to need a lot of help writing letters to these companies and protesting these companies and pressuring them to stop putting palm oil in their products.
Okay.
Please get in touch with us at rand.org or theproblemwithpalmoil.org.
Okay, that's Rainforest Action Network, so RAN.org. And I want to thank you for being with us today, Leila Salazar-Lopez. We really appreciate your being here today and asking us not to consume products with palm oil and look at the consequences of meat on the rainforest. And thanks for all the work you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you as well.
Okay, pleasure to have you here.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
Nature's waiting you, something's wrong.
Go Vegan Radio is happy to welcome the sponsorship of Explorer's Bounty, exploring the planet for nature's finest bounty and offering sustainable products, USDA certified organic, from estate and co-op farming partnerships. Ask for Explorer's Bounty products at your natural foods market, select grocers, or order online at explorersbounty.com. Remember, while you're enjoying that delicious cup of coffee or that handful of artisan dark chocolate from Explorer's Bounty, you're not only helping Go Vegan Radio, but you're supporting small, sustainable farming farmers around the globe. Visit explorersbounty.com right now to order USDA certified organic coffee, whole bean or ground. Select the wonderful Peruvian light roast or medium roast from Colombia and Costa Rica, and dark roast from Ethiopia and Sumatra. Also available, Sumatran dark roast decaf. And to satisfy that sweet craving, look for the organic vegan dark chocolates, hand-covered espresso beans, cocoa beans, macadamia nuts, and cashews. Explore for yourself at explorersbounty.com. That's explorersbounty.com.
Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends, that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House. 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798.
You say you have a beef with your jerky, and now that you know it's mad and sad to be biting on bovine, how now? No cow? Primal Strips and Primal Sticks Meatless Jerky. Meaty satisfaction without the meat. At Whole Foods and natural markets everywhere. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com and visit your natural foods market for smoked or pepperoni Primal Sticks or Primal Strips varieties. Hickory Smoked, Teriyaki, Texas Barbecue, Thai Peanut, Hot and Spicy, Mesquite Lime, Vegan. Kosher, no preservatives, MSG, GMOs, or cholesterol. Soy, seitan, shiitake, voted Veg News Best of Show Natural Products Expo, and PETA Pragi for Best Vegan Snack. How now, no cow? Yummy, high-protein, primal strips, and primal sticks at Whole Foods and your natural foods market. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com. That's PrimalSpiritFoods.com. Check out the Raw Game, sponsored by EverythingRaw.com. Visit RawOlympics.org, a series of competitions to showcase Raw athletes. 15 medal events, including cycling, running, swimming, jumping, tree climbing, and martial arts. And 15 medal events, each winner takes home an ounce of gold. November 21st through November 24th in Pahoa, Hawaii. Interested in competing or being a spectator, sponsor, or volunteer? Email contact us at RawOlympics.org or call 434-960-7293. It's a cornucopia of vegan selections at Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York, with a delicious, nutritious menu that's 100% certified organic. Appetizers, salads, soups, entrees, burgers, sandwiches, wraps. See the menu at organicharvestcafe.com. Free delivery. Call 212-421-6444. Catering available. Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York. 212-421-6444. Organicharvestcafe.com. First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veganaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide.
Please make donations to this show to help make it a better world. Click donate at goveganradio.com.
Wouldn't it be great if a chain of great vegan restaurants started opening around the world? Wouldn't you love that? Well, you will love Loving Hut. It's the first restaurant of a chain that's starting around the world. The first one has opened in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane. Now open. It's now open in Taiwan and Vietnam and Hong Kong and coming soon to Palo Alto and San Francisco. No animal ingredients, as Loving Hut is dedicated to peace, love, and harmony for all beings. That's why it's 100% vegan, Loving Hut. All waste recycled and composted when possible, and to-go packaging recycled and post-consumer, and really, really environmentally oriented. If you're vegan forever or just about to make the transition to the most noble diet, you will love Loving Hut at 516 Barber Lane in Milpitas. You can go to lovinghut.us, lovinghut.us, or call 408-943-0250. If you're in a hurry at lunchtime, they can take care of you, or a relaxing dinner. You will love Loving Hut. Let me see if I can get into this today. Oh, it's always just time flies by when we have a vegan radio program with the Olympics on and all. I saw this from T. Colin Campbell, Muscling Out of the Meat Myth. He says, it's my guess that there's hardly another myth in nutrition so insidious, yet so intractable as that which encourages us to believe that consuming lots of high-quality protein, basically the stuff of animal-based foods, makes for fitness, bigness, and strength of body. Rooted in antiquity, this myth began to sprout in the minds of men, especially men, it seems, long before protein was identified and named. So I continue with T. Colin Campbell. The myth took root in our belief that we could get our strength, our agility, and our ability to soar to unimaginable heights if only we consumed the flesh and body of animals. So the quality protein, by whose standards? He says, around the beginning of this century, scientists came to believe erroneously that animal protein led to improvements in sport competitiveness. This was combined with their stand that animal flesh, milk, and eggs spurred body growth more efficiently than plant protein. Efficiency in this sense meant that by eating animal protein, one could gain more body weight per pound of protein consumed. High efficiency of utilization occurs with animal protein because of the proportions of amino acids, the building blocks of protein in animal muscle, most closely match the proportion of amino acids needed to synthesize protein in our own bodies. We know now that this may be a drawback, but at the time, the scientists equated efficiency of utilization with quality, a bias that persists today. And I recommend that you Google T. Colin Campbell, Muscling Out the Meat Myth. He will talk about an experiment that took place last century. Actually, it was the 1800s, so a couple of centuries ago, where experiments on athletes were conducted. They were given a lot less animal protein, fewer animal-based foods, and their results were astonishing, actually. He subjected them to a series of 15 strength and fitness tests. The average score for all 15 tests at the beginning was around 3,000. The final score was about 6,000, so they doubled their athletic ability. Perhaps we can get into this more next week. I don't know if we'll be able to get into Michael Savage and the asthma this week. Okay, we're planning it for next week, okay, when we get together on the pro, and I need you on the program. Donate at goveganradio.com.
Meat cuts life short. I don't want my life cut short or the animals.
Peace begins with your plate. Your vegan plate. Vegan Plate Restaurant. 11943 Ventura Boulevard, just east of Laurel Canyon in Studio City. At Radford, next to CBS Studios. Vegan Plate Restaurant. International cuisine. Appetizers, soups, salads, entrees, wraps, burgers, desserts, lunch and dinner combinations. Vegan Plate Restaurant, Studio City. Free delivery. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. 818-506-9015. 11943 Ventura Boulevard. Vegan Plate Restaurant.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997.
Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. FarmFreshToYou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at FarmFreshToYou.com.
Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan.
You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble, or burrito for you. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour at friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three burial locations in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. Featuring about 200 menu items. See them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Perhaps next week we'll look a little more into the Olympics and vegan athletes. And we talked about the best quality protein that you can get is from the vegetable kingdom, from non-meat sources. A lot of people are enjoying Primal Strips and Primal Sticks. Many athletes are, at least 10 grams of protein, the kind of protein you want, not the dangerous animal protein that T. Colin Campbell often talks about. And you can check it out in his book, The China Study. And we'll have him on again, most likely in September when the school year starts. And, more controversy at the Olympics. One of the Olympic athletes, has posed nude. You have the, U.S. Olympic team swimmer, Amanda Beard, posed nude to protest the Chinese fur trade, for PETA. It said, poster said, be comfortable in your own skin. Don't wear fur. And in China, as you know, there's dog fur. There's cat fur. Dogs are eaten. Cats are eaten. Almost as strange as eating cows or pigs or chickens, don't you think? Very, very strange indeed. And when you eat animals, there comes the salmonella. As PCRM said, salmonella are intestinal organisms. Huh? When feces end up in irrigation water, salmonella can contaminate the surfaces of plants and can apparently pass into their rootlets, ending up inside produce. Go vegan, avoid the risk of salmonella, and support this radio program. We really need your help. Time's expensive. Donate at goveganradio.com.